Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant leap towards judicial digitization, the Chief Justice of India has just launched two groundbreaking platforms that promise to revolutionize the way citizens interact with the judicial system. First, let us understand the context behind this development. India's judicial backlog, with over 5.2 crore pending cases across all courts, has made digitization an absolute necessity rather than an option. This staggering number highlights the urgency of reforms that can streamline the judicial process, making it more efficient and accessible to all. Building on this, the eCourts Phase 3 initiative was approved by the Union Cabinet in September 2023 with the ambitious goal of making courts more digital, online, and paperless. This phase aims to integrate technology into the very fabric of the judicial system, and the two recently launched platforms are key components of this vision. One of these platforms is One Case One Data, a unified case information platform that integrates the Supreme Court, all high courts, and district and taluka courts into a single, cohesive system. What makes this significant is that it serves as a single source of truth for every case across the hierarchy, automating the retrieval and verification of case information. This not only removes the inefficiency of duplicate data entry but also reconciles records across courts, ensuring consistency and accuracy. Moreover, it enables reciprocal data access between high courts, allowing a high court to pull case history from another high court in real time. This integration is further bolstered by its connection with the National Judicial Data Grid, which acts as the pendency analytics backbone. But why does this matter? Currently, lawyers and litigants tracking a case that moves from a district court to a high court and then to the Supreme Court must navigate three separate portals. One Case One Data bridges this gap, stitching together these disparate systems into a cohesive whole. This not only simplifies the process for those involved but also reduces opportunities for forum shopping, parallel proceedings, and fraudulent practices. Additionally, it lays the foundation for AI-assisted case management, marking a significant step towards leveraging technology to enhance the efficiency of the judicial system. The other platform, SuSahayak, is an AI chatbot designed to assist citizens in navigating the judicial system. Built by the National Informatics Center in partnership with the Supreme Court Registry, this multilingual chatbot is designed with non-lawyer users in mind. It provides a range of functions, including case status retrieval, listing information, e-filling guidance, payment of court fees, downloading orders, and scheduling video hearings. This is particularly significant given that about 70% of Indian litigants are first-time users with limited legal literacy. SuSahayak aims to remove the procedural opacity that often benefits intermediaries, making the judicial system more accessible and user-friendly. Now, let us consider the constitutional and statutory underpinnings of these initiatives. Article 39 of the Constitution, which is part of the Directive Principles of State Policy, emphasizes the importance of equal justice and free legal aid. Furthermore, Article 21, which guarantees the right to life, has been interpreted by the Supreme Court in the landmark case of Husainara Khatun v. State of Bihar in 1979 to include the right to a speedy trial. The Bhartiya Sakshya Adhiniyam, 2023, which guns electronic and digital evidence, recognizes records from court IT systems, providing a legal framework for the digitization of court proceedings. However, as with any technological advancement, there are concerns and caveats. Data protection is a critical issue, given that court records contain sensitive personal data. While the Digital Personal Data Protection Act, 2023, has narrow exemptions for judicial data, there is a need for clear standards on redaction protocols to safeguard privacy. Additionally, there is the risk of AI hallucination, where SU-Sahayak must be designed to provide factual procedural information without venturing into legal opinions. The digital divide also poses a challenge, as access to these platforms is mediated by smartphone and internet penetration, underscoring the importance of e-seva kendras and common service centers. Lastly, there is the issue of algorithmic transparency, where citizens currently have no right to know the logic behind any AI-generated response, highlighting the need for greater accountability in the use of AI in public services. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Chief Justice of India, Surya Kant, is the 52nd CJI in office since 2025, with a tenure until February 2027. The eCourts Phase 3 initiative was approved by the Union Cabinet in September 2023 with an outlay of 7,210 crore rupees over 4 years, aiming to create digital, online, and paperless courts, expand the national judicial data grid, and integrate AI and machine learning. One Case One Data is a unified case data platform that integrates the Supreme Court, 25 high courts, and approximately 16,000 district and taluka courts, enabling reciprocal access between high courts. SU-Sahayak is an AI chatbot built by the National Informatics Center and the Supreme Court Registry, designed to be multilingual and citizen-facing. The National Judicial Data Grid serves as a pendency dashboard, providing live data from across the country. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic falls under GS Paper 2, Polity and Governance, covering judicial reform and access to justice, as well as e-governance initiatives in the judiciary. It also touches upon GS Paper 3, Science and Technology, in the context of AI in public service delivery and cyber security and data protection, particularly in relation to the Digital Personal Data Protection Act, 2023. Key angles for your mains preparation include examining the role of digital platforms in reducing India's judicial pendency, discussing the ethical safeguards required when AI is deployed in citizen-facing judicial services, and commenting on the assertion that digitization cannot substitute for adequate judicial strength, especially in light of the 1:50,000 judge population ratio. In conclusion, the launch of One Case One Data and SU-Sahayak marks a significant step in India's judicial digitization journey, aimed at enhancing access to justice and streamlining the judicial process. As these platforms continue to evolve, they hold the potential to transform the way citizens interact with the legal system, underscoring the critical role of technology in fostering a more efficient, transparent, and accessible judiciary.